Hare Krishna. Just listening to Srila Prabhupada's conversation. Prabhupada is in Mayapur, and he's talking about how that is the lotus building that he's in, how this is a aristocratic building, big balcony, high ceilings, nice rooms. And Prabhupada said he refers to somebody else, or a class of people, and he says they don't know how to live like this. They don't live in this way. And Srila Prabhupada goes on to talk about how accommodations for devotees worldwide are opulent and aristocratic. So, of course, this is not something that devotees necessarily need. We don't need opulence. We don't need wealth. We don't need these other things. But we do accept these things in Krishna's service. Why? Well, there's a lot of reasons, but at least two that we could consider. One is so that we actually really reflect Krishna consciousness. We really reflect the spiritual world, and not just in terms of opulence or wealth, but in terms of the cleanliness, correctness of everything. The beauty of the spiritual world should be reflected in our temples and also in devotees' own lifestyles and even in their accommodations. And the other is because we want to show other people that you don't have to live under a tree in order to practice Krishna consciousness. Now, of course, for ourselves, if we weren't preaching, then that would be enough. We're satisfied by living under trees. But most people aren't going to become interested in Krishna consciousness. And this was, of course, Srila Prabhupada's expertise. He was using the principle of Yukta Vairagya, engaging everything in the service of the Lord, and specifically making those type of adjustments which would make Krishna consciousness attractive. And Prabhupada certainly made a lot of concessions in order that we could also take up Krishna consciousness. So, in the same vein, for instance, a pastime in which Yudhisthira Maharaj, still when he was young, prior to getting married, approached Krishna and asked him, I want you to, I would like to have the most beautiful wife, and I would like to have great opulence and victory over the world. And Krishna's asking, well, why? You're a devotee, you're not interested in these things. And Yudhisthira Maharaj says, no, I'm not interested in these things for myself. But when the mass of people see these things, they'll become inspired to worship you. And then, of course, by worshipping Krishna, akama, savakama, vaha, doesn't matter how they take up the process, but ultimately they'll become purified and they'll also become indifferent to those material things. But yet the material things are certainly instrumental and helpful in attracting people to Krishna consciousness. So to reflect the glory of the spiritual world, to make our preaching effective and attractive so that people can also think, yes, this is actually the type of lifestyle that I too could take up. For that reason, devotees accept a life of living in an aristocratic way. But we must be careful not to be corrupted by that, and therefore within ourselves and our general conduct and is only for the necessities of life, and always very, very careful that we're not taking advantage of Krishna's kindness and mercy. As in the case of Yudhisthira Maharaj, when Krishna left the world, then his wealth was no longer attractive to him. He didn't want to use it anymore, and he just packed up and left everything. Hare Krishna.